Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, the Beatitudes. In today's session, we're looking at Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5, Beatitudes, meek. Let's read that text, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. In a world driven by the mentality of look out for number one and whatever it takes to get ahead, meekness is not a very popular concept. It sounds too much like weakness. What does the word meekness mean? Simply put, it is a mildness of disposition, a gentleness of spirit. Look at Matthew chapter 11. Verses 28 to 30, where Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What is a yoke? What is its purpose? Our definition of meekness is a blend of spiritual poise and strength. The meek person submits to God and is gentle toward man. He doesn't react when he's provoked. He remains cool when others get hot. He forgives rather than seek revenge. He accepts God's ways without resistance. He relies on God in the face of injustice. And he views enemies as God's tools in his life. Meekness trusts that God has things under control. The key to this step in the spiritual growth process is dying to self. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to verse 11, we can see the example of Jesus Christ. And this text reveals four requirements for meekness. First, dying to self requires a proper attitude. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Meekness results from studying and imitating Jesus. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Take my yoke. You know, be yoked together with Jesus. Let him be the one who's leading. Learn from him. He says that he's gentle and lowly in heart, and he's going to give you rest as he guides you and teaches you. Attitude influences action. Second, dying to self requires a proper humility. Verses 6 and 7, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. It's given up rights. We see this humility exemplified in the incarnation of Jesus Christ, where he came from, heaven, and where he came to, his own creation. He's the creator of all things. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. John chapter 1 verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Again, what is a yoke? A yoke is this piece that's placed on two animals, usually one more experienced and stronger or bigger, and one less experienced, maybe a little smaller, and they're used to pull farm equipment. They're used to do the plowing. They're used to pull things. And because they're yoked together, The stronger one leads the way. And the younger one can fight, but is not going to be able to, except maybe chafe their neck because it's around their head, their neck and their shoulders. And its purpose is to train. It's to train the younger inexperienced one how to conduct themselves and how to work. Humility withholds use of available rights in order to benefit others. Jesus in verses 3 and 4, it says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Lest each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. And then it begins, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So the attitude is so important. And then third, dying to self requires a proper submission. Look at verse 8. And being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. This submission is total obedience and total sacrifice. Submissiveness functions under authority, regardless of the cost. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, all those people of faith who came before us, let us, so they're all witnesses. Not that they're watching us, but they're witnesses in the sense that they've lived and they operated by faith. And so they become the example to us. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted the bloodshed, striving against sin. And then fourth, dying to self requires a proper honor. Verses 9 through 11 of Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 9 through 11, chapter 2. Dying to self requires a proper honor. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God gives honor if honor is given. Remember from Luke 18, verse 14, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And before honor is humility. Proverbs chapter 15, the second part of verse 33. The key to meekness is dying to self. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 reads, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Listen, commit to die to self, to become a living sacrifice by God's grace. You think about all that, and you have a great day.